2 Samuel 3:33. And the king lamented over Abner and said, died Abner as a fool died. Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters, as a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou. And all the people wept again before him. Did you ever hear a preacher preach a funeral and really tell the truth about the man that died? Amen. Heard Oklahoma preacher said he heard one he'd never heard before. This some years ago. Said, I heard a preacher preach a funeral and say, folks, this boy went to hell. Amen. David is weeping over the grave of Abner. Amen. What's he going to say about this great general? What's he going to say about this champion in Israel? What's he going to say about this man that's won many a battle? Amen. It was general under the first king of Israel. Amen. And now was laboring to bring unity in the kingdom and put the whole kingdom right in David's charge. Abner was doing that when he was killed. Amen. What would David say as he weeps over the grave? The king is preaching the funeral, if you please. Amen. The king lamented over Abner and said, died Abner as a fool died. Looking down on his cold face, died Abner as a fool. Thy hands were not bound. Looking right at him, talking to him. Thy hands were not bound. Thy feet put in fetters. No, as a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou. Amen. General Jimmel, even though the J might not be pronounced just like we pronounce it, even though the name might not be right to the way I'm pronouncing it. He defected a year or so ago from Iraq. Amen. He brought out of Iraq's atomic secrets. The secrets of military arms that nobody, what a intelligence boon General Jimmel, one of the highest officers in the land, was to the West. About Iraq. Amen. But he got lonely and he got homesick. He featured himself the successor in office to Saddam Hussein. But people didn't treat him like a king. And he got homesick and he got lonely. Amen. Iraq gave the come on to him, said, told all of the connections he'll be treated. Two of them, in fact, said they'll be treated like ordinary citizens. Amen. He ought to have known better than that. He was one of them. He ought to have known better than that. He knows that those Mohammedans don't forget nothing. Not as long as they live do they forget. Amen. He knew them as well as anybody should have known them. But General Jimmel, that's the way I pronounce it, returned to Iraq in a convoy of limousines. Amen. Supposing he was going home, he was driving to his own funeral. Amen. The amazing thing about it, when they assaulted his house and killed him, it was his relatives that killed him. Amen. The attendance to the funeral of General Jamal in Iraq, the highest ranking officer in the land, knew more about Iraq's atomic capabilities and about the arms of Iraq than anybody, knew more about perhaps Saddam Hussein than anybody, was married into the family. His relatives assaulted his house. Amen. They came to his funeral, all right. They affected his funeral. Amen. And we cannot but think he should have known better. He died as a fool dieth. He was in a safe city of refuge. He was well taken care of in the land of Jordan. But he just kept looking across that land to Iraq. Amen. He was free. As free as could be. He could have just about went anywhere, but he couldn't improve upon where he was. Amen. But he decided to go back. Amen. What good is a convoy of limousines when you're playing the fool? Amen. What good is being general? What good is being free when you're playing the fool? Don't go back. Amen. Abner, don't mess with Joab. You killed his brother. You know what kind of man he is. Don't mess with him. Oh, that's past. The time of peace is here. Amen. They need me to unify the kingdom. Don't mess with Joab. Stay in the city of refuge if you have to. Amen. But don't mess with him. But Abner went back at the invitation of Joab this time. He was safe on his road to freedom. He was safe out of town when Joab came back. He was free as a bird. But he came back at Joab's invitation. He should have smelled a mouse. He should have known better. The Bible even, it didn't even frown on a man taking vengeance for somebody in the family that was killed. That's why they had seven cities of refuge, at least seven of them, maybe more. Amen. Some seven or more cities of refuge, might have been 40. Amen. I can't remember, but I at least think there were seven cities of refuge. Amen. But if he's caught out of the city of refuge, but then why does a general have to hide in any city of refuge? Why, I'm a commanding general. I know how to handle the sword. I've put on the armor. I'm a military tactician. Why should I have to hide anyway? Amen. Yes, the Bible says he was a fool. But so are we when we say, I can handle it. I can smoke and quit if I want to. I can sniff a little coke and shoot up a few drugs and have a big time and a little high and quit if I want to. I can go out with that crowd and I can break it off anytime I want to. I can listen to that loud, wicked, ungodly music, and I can turn the radio off anytime I want to. Amen. I can run with that ungodly crowd and date those sinner boys. And did you know why our young folks are going out of the highway of Holiness Church to date sinners? It's because they haven't even read Shallow, the first book in the Bible. All you got to do is read the first book in the Bible, Genesis. Amen. And you'll find that Abraham wouldn't even get a wife for Isaac. Amen. Of the daughters of the Canaanites, he sent his servant all the way back, amen, to Nahor's house. Amen. And claimed Bethuel, the son of Nahor's daughter. Amen. And Bethuel's daughter, Rebekah, became the wife of Isaac, as far back as then, with no Bible to read, no preacher to warn, amen, just word from mouth to mouth, amen. They wouldn't date sinners, marry them either. Amen. All you got to do is read the first book of the Bible, and you'll read where, amen, Rebekah said, if Jacob marries these daughters of Heth like Esau, what good shall my life do me? Amen. And she hurried Jacob away back to the land they came from to get him a wife of their own people. Amen. Just a shallow reading of the first book in the Bible will warn you, amen, that it's dangerous. Did you know that Esau played havoc with his destiny, with his inheritance, with his future, amen, because of his reckless pleasures and careless marriages? Amen. And he wept bitterly when it was too late to claim the blessing. You see, even though he was the oldest, and it was all wrapped up that he would inherit Isaac's wealth and become the ruler and the priest, amen, and the progenitor of the family, God had other plans. Before he was even born, God saw his rebellious nature while he was still in the womb of his mother. Amen. And said, Jacob will be the one. Jacob's the one that I choose. Amen. Oh, God, could it be that God knew way ahead of time what choices he would make? Amen. And that's why he didn't do too good. Amen. He knows a whole lot more about it than I know. I want to tell you something tonight. You'll have enough trouble in this life and in the flesh if you marry an angel right out of the Pentecostal church. Compatibility? There ain't no such animal. Amen. With a man and a woman. You got divorced because of incompatibility. Amen. Ain't nobody ever was compatible. You got two people, two minds. Amen. Glory to God. That don't mean you got excuse for divorce because of incompatibility. Bless God, pray through. Hallelujah. I mean, if Isaac could make it with Rebekah and he didn't get a chance to pick her out, never even got to see her, amen, before Eliezer picked her out, amen, never had one kiss, one holding hands, amen, one dating or nothing before he got married, and they made it just fine. Hey, you had plenty of time to choose yours. You can make it too. Huh? Amen. You had plenty of time to pick yours out. You can make it too. Compatibility hogwash. Amen. What you need to do is get right with God. Amen. Everybody get right with God. Hallelujah. And get close to Jesus. Amen. That's your compatibility. Praise God. You get where you need to be with God. That's your compatibility. Praise God. Hey, just a shallow reading of the Word of God will tell you. Don't go. Girl sat in our room up there and wept and said, I knew I shouldn't have went. But she went anyway. Amen. Her life is ruined unless she gets a hold of God And God helps her. Unless she gets back where she needs to be with God. And God helps her. Amen. Yours will be too. If we go to hell tonight with a church on every corner, revivals everywhere, with preaching every hour, every radio station, amen, gospels, about eight of them here in the Miami Valley, that I can get any day of the week preaching the gospel 24 hours around the clock, some of them, amen, every TV, you can switch a few stations and you can get a gospel message on TV, every shortwave, if you happen to have one, I can turn across the shortwave and get Radio Ecuador, amen, and get gospel messages any night of the week. Listen, if we go to hell, if we go out there and serve sin and the devil and throw our life away, we'll die as a fool dieth. Amen. If we crash every roadblock, spurn every warning, and go crashing into hell, not only will it echo in the minds of those that pay their last respects to us, why did he do it? Why did she do it? So foolish. It could have been different. Not only will they think it and know it, the preacher will struggle for words to try to comfort that poor family. Amen. He'll know it. But the worst part is, somewhere in hell, you'll lift up your eyes and you'll say, I was a fool. I didn't have to come here. I had every chance in a while. Why am I tormented in this flame? I was foolish. Tonight, nobody is restraining us. Nobody's got any chains around our feet or around our neck. We've not got any shackles on. Amen. First time Alan Scott came home for his mother's funeral. Amen. His dad's funeral, I can't remember now whether the mayor or his dad died first, I forgot. But anyway, the first time he got to come home, amen, he came in shackles. Got to come for the funeral. Chains on his hand. He'd have to lift his hand up over their head to hug their neck. Amen. He didn't have to do that. It didn't have to be that way. Amen. Alan sat in Sunday school right down here in the basement of this church. Amen. He might have been under one of them teachers, Brother Hughes, you was talking about a while ago. Amen. His mother right here in church. Earl came once in a while. Amen. They buried him in them big bib overalls. Amen. Laid him to rest. Oh, God. Amen. It didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that way. I said it didn't have to be that way. Amen. Nobody's restraining us. Nobody's threatening us. Nobody's persecuting us. Pull off your shoes. Look at them. Amen. Come on, you coward. Pull off your shoes and look at them. You see any blood in your shoes? You've been whipped lately for Christ? You've been beat lately for Christ? Amen. The only beating you'll ever get is somebody's tongue lashing or somebody's gossip, and you're just probably about as bad about it as anybody else. Reason it hurts you so bad. Thing about it is, if you're not a gossip yourself, it won't bother you. Amen. But if you're a gossip yourself, it'll kill you because somebody gossips. I don't care what anybody says about me. Don't bother me one bit. Praise God. I just shed it like water off a duck's back. Amen. I look anybody in the eye. I don't care who they are. Amen. Care what to say about L.L. Collins. Amen. Say too much, you make yourself look bad. Praise God. Say too much, you'll tell what kind of person you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. I don't care. If you're not a gossip yourself, it won't hurt you as bad what people says about you. Amen. But if your tongue's going, you can't keep quiet about nobody, and you can't sow the seeds of peace yourself, it'll kill you if somebody talk about you. Amen. Your hands are not bowed. You don't got any blood in your shoes. Still, amen. There ain't very many martyrs here tonight. Amen. Anybody here gets to wear a martyr's crown, rejoice, because not very many of us good old Americans get to wear a martyr's crown. Not very many. Amen. Great God. Amen. Excuses, excuses. Come to church with your lip a dragging till you could roll out a biscuit on it, as John W. Sullivan used to say. Amen. Excuses. Still we whine and offer excuses. Amen. We cop out. What's cop out? We seek an unreasonable reason for not responding rightly to what we ought to be doing. Amen. An unreasonable reason. That's a cop out. Amen. But we die just the same. Amen. We fall into hell just the same. Amen. All the people wept over him, the Bible said. And all the people wept over him. That's the last phrase of verse 34. All the people wept over him. Amen. Was he weeping about what might have been? I have. Was he weeping because it wasn't necessary that Abner be laying here, victim of his own folly? Amen. Joab says, come over here, Abner. I want to talk to you. He ought to know it better. He ought to been on his guard. Amen. He ought to know it better. He knew he had killed Joab's brother. Amen. Oh, yeah. He knew that barnacled old hardened wicked soldier that David couldn't do nothing with. Amen. David said, these sons of Zeruiah are too much for me. Even David couldn't handle him sometimes. Amen. My God. In his dying hour, David told Solomon, said, remember what Joab has done, and don't let his whore hairs come down to the grave in peace. Amen. I'll tell you that Joab, when Solomon became king, amen, after he had fathered revolt and rebellion, amen, ran and took hold of the horns of the altar. He said, I'm safe here. Won't nobody kill me here in front of the altar. Amen. But I'll tell you what, Joab didn't run far enough. Solomon said, go in and kill him. Amen. Sent his soldier in, killed Joab right in front of the altar, and Joab died as a fool dieth. Amen. He reaped what he sowed, and we always will. We don't have to necessarily. Amen. We can get right with God, and we can oversow the bad sowing with so much good. Amen. And it will disannul the evil sowing and the bad harvest. We can sow so much good the rest of our life, it'll take away the pain from reaping what we've sown. Amen. Glory to God. David Ray got saved after living a life of sin on the streets of Middletown. But if he keeps sowing good seed, God will give him such a good harvest, it'll take away some of the reaping for the bad that he sowed. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I got saved when I was 14 years old. Give my heart to Jesus. Amen. And there were some principles already instilled into me even before I got saved and then after I got saved. Amen. There's some things I could not and would not do. I found out I couldn't run with an ungodly crowd and be an overcomer. I couldn't go out to the things of the world and be an overcomer. Amen. I had to watch who and where I went and what I partook of. I had to forsake all the world and its pleasures. Amen. And I learned when I was 15 years old. Amen. Me and J.D. went back fishing on Sunday morning. We had done it many, many times before. That's the way we spent our Sunday. Amen. We got tangled up. The fish wasn't biting. We decided we'd change fishing holes. And we was walking this fence that went over the creek that close to the railroad track. Amen. And I was walking along, hanging on to the bait the worms was fishing with, and the fishing pole, and hanging on to that fence. Amen. And walking that narrow ledge to get across that creek and drop the worms in the creek. They floated off down the creek. Didn't have any bait. Amen. And those two, I was 15, J.D. was 16, a little over, getting close to 17. Amen. He's just a little bit older than I was. We could wear each other's clothes, shirts especially. He was taller than I was. Amen. I kept one of his shirts till I wore it out one time. We went to church together, hitchhiking across the country. Amen. We decided it wasn't God's will for us to fish on Sunday. Didn't have to be too smart. We put two and two together and decided our lines tangled up like they'd never tangled up before. Amen. I lost the bait. Amen. And if the Lord was trying to tell us something, hey, I learned what some folks haven't learned, amen, in 50 years, to give Sunday to Jesus and to put God first. Amen. You not only need to do that, for several reasons. Amen. It'll help you and it'll set the example for the rest of your family. It'll help them to grow up strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. It's still the Lord's Day. L-O-R-D apostrophe S. Amen. Denotes possession. Praise God. Amen. And John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Hallelujah. He was worshiping God on the Lord's Day. Exile on the Isle of Patmos, he knew when Sunday came. Amen. There's some folks in church, amen, they're like a hog eating acorns. Don't even look up to see where they're coming from and don't know when Sunday comes. Amen. You better watch out. You'll weep some sad tears over the graves of those that you led down the road, amen, of bad example and thus destruction. Don't go! Don't go, Abner! Don't go! Amen! You don't have to work on Sunday. Amen. Yeah, you say, well, but where I work, amen, get a better job. Amen. Get a better boss. Might make more money. Praise God. Hallelujah. God knows about shift work. Amen. And once in a while, if you have to, He knows about that. Praise God. But I got my doubts about, amen, having to work on Sunday. I never did. Amen. Praise God. I just set my standards that way. I just set my goal that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I gotta make this money. Amen. That's the trouble. We think we gotta make this money. We're like Dode Jones. Amen. Making $20 a week working for Roy Childers and Childers salvage yard. Amen. And him and Dorothy got saved. And he said, can't afford to pay tithes. Can't pay my bills now. Amen. So one day they just got in such a bad shape financially, making $20 a week at Roy Childers salvage yard. He'd made a millionaire out of Roy Childers. He knew everything about automobiles, how to tear them down, what they're made out of, how to put them back together. Amen. And he was still working like a slave for his wife's Uncle Roy. Amen. He finally decided, I'm going to pay tithes and let the debts go. I'm going to put God first. Amen. That's what he told me. I'll never forget. I went to church a few nights. He lived right straight across from Midway Church, which I would pastor in just a few months. Amen. I went over to see him. He was sitting on the front porch with his bib overall. Amen. With his chin in his hand and his elbows on his knees. And he said, I lost my job. Roy Childers fired him from that $20 a week job almost immediately after he started paying tithes. Amen. And he was singing the blues. Just a few days. Amen. See, God can't bless you unless you get fired from that job you're working at. Probably can't make any more money than what you're making unless you get fired. Amen. Some best thing could happen to some of you is get fired. Praise God. Amen. Doad got fired from his $20 a week job. Amen. In just a few days, he started going to school on a GI Bill under his brother, amen, who was had a body shop near Clyde Stewart's auto sales between Fair and Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Amen. And the army, or the Uncle Sam was paying him more than he was making at Roy Childers' salvage yard. Amen. For working and going to school to learn body work at his brother's body shop. Amen. I watched him become a body man. I drove with him all over the country picking up wrecks when he started rebuilding wrecks, and that's when you could buy them right. Amen. And I watched Doe Jones, amen, when he started tithing, literally go from rags to riches. From working in his own brother's body shop on a GI Bill, amen, to his own better body shop, a new body shop paid for, three homes and a Cadillac paid for, amen, and his brother was ridden from him. And all the glass business, amen, from West Plains, Missouri to Batesville, Jonesboro, Arkansas, sewed up, amen, and still got a big and flourishing glass business in Thayer, Missouri. It all started when he started paying tithes. Amen. You think you'll make it better robbing God? No, what you get won't amount to nothing if it's not blessed. It won't heal you when you're sick. Amen. It won't comfort you when you're a wreck. Amen. It won't help your family when they're in trouble. Amen. You need the blessing of God on your household. You need to put God first. Don't go, Abner. Don't do that. Amen. Don't mess with Joab. Amen. Preacher told me one time, said, I'd like to take you with me. Amen. We'll go down into Texas and we'll pick cotton and preach a little down there. Amen. And we'll make it back to Bald Knob, Arkansas about strawberry picking time. And he said, we'll pick strawberries down there and preach a little down there. And he said, I'll get you acquainted with the racket. That's exactly the words he said. Racket. Amen. And you know, I thought it sounded pretty good. Amen. To go with him and get in on all that work and everything. Amen. Sister Rosie Hatfield, I mentioned it to her and she said, don't go. Don't go. Don't listen to him. And I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't. You can't throw in with everything and be blessed. You can't go running off after everything and get help from God. Amen. You wind up high and dry. The devil wants to separate you. Amen. And just as soon as he can get you separated. Amen. The old dog had 12 pups. And six of them died. You know why most of them died? They got separated from the rest of them. It was cold weather. And they got chilled. Hypothermia set in before it get to them. Amen. And I couldn't save them. They died because they got separated from the pack. If a devil can separate you from wholeness people, if he can get you out of wholeness fellowship, if he can cut you off, amen, till you get cold in your soul, amen, after your life's wrecked, after your virtue's gone, amen, after your future's demolished, you'll be able to say, well, it was all because I got cold in the Lord. That's what the girl in Virginia said. When that affair came out into light, she said, I was cold in the Lord. You get separated from the house of God, people of God, and the warmth of the fellowship of the body of Christ. You get cold. Spiritual hypothermia will set in, and you'll reach for anything. Anything. But nothing much will be able to help you. I say nothing will be able to help you except the Lord. Go with God tonight. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times. There is spiritual death as well as physical death. And a whole lot of people die spiritually sometime before they die physically. They grew cold in God, separated from the pack. They died under questionable circumstances. Amen. And sometimes we wish once in grace, always in grace was true. That way we could say they went to heaven. But we know it's not true. But a lot of people will seek out that kind of a preacher in a time like that. To comfort them. Amen. Oh, he was once saved. Oh, Elvis was once saved. Elvis went as straight to heaven as he could go. I'm going to see Elvis when I get to heaven. You may be surprised. What if he didn't make it? Amen. I mean, if I was in a backslidden condition, living with a girl not married to her in the house, amen, taking two or three different kinds of drugs and died under that condition. Do you think I'd go to heaven? Of course not. Amen. And the king didn't either. I'm afraid the king didn't make it. Hey, he's the same age I am, but I'm still preaching. I'm still enjoying the blessings of God. I'm still looking at God's sunshine. Where's Elvis tonight? He has been diminished to zero. He has been defrocked and decrowned and dethroned. Where he is, kings don't matter. It's level ground in hell. Amen. He died as a fool dieth. He knew better, but he never did do better. Mark Barker. Amen. Oh, the Bible says judge nothing before the time. But ain't nothing wrong with my fruit inspecting. And nothing wrong with yours either if you'd be honest. Amen. Oh, yes, we know a whole lot more than we let on. But we hope they made it. But way down deep inside, a little voice says, barring some extraordinary manifestation of the grace of God, and that's possible. He died lost without God. Let's pray, Lord. There's somebody here tonight, maybe they were here and have already gone, that needed this message. But oh Lord, one more time we've been warned not to die like a fool, not to play the fool. King Saul was to say to young King David as he chased him from cave to cave and hiding place to hiding place, I have erred exceedingly and I have played the fool. Died in battle. With the evil spirit possessing him. Lost from God. Dragged his own precious boy down through circumstances and obligation. The same disreputable death. Oh God, help us, Lord, to live for God, to serve God, to give our best to Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We don't have much time to do it. There won't be very many times we'll have a chance to do it over. But God may be giving us a chance tonight to undo and redo. It's up to you. I've given you the best advice I know.